Welcome, welcome, everybody, here to News Talk 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall here on another Ask the Expert show with your friends from Eggleston. That's right. Go to the website, egglestonservices.org. You can also go to the Eggleston Facebook pages, Instagram, on YouTube, across the internet, and across Hampton Roads with all things happening all times of the year with your friends from Eggleston. And we have a group of Eggleston friends here in the studios to talk to us this hour on this Ask the Expert show. And to start us off, we have the new CEO. I know, I wish we had like a drum roll. And the new CEO of Eggleston, Mr. Harrison Mizowitz. So glad to have you here, Harrison. How are you?
I'm doing great, Damian. Thanks for having us on. And I'm really excited for this show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I love talking about Eggleston. I mean, with such a deep and robust history here in Hampton Roads and involved in so many people's lives, whether they're aware of it or not. Eggleston has far-reaching branches throughout our Hampton Roads community and really is one of the pillars of our community, keeping things together in a lot of ways. So I'm always excited for this show.
I agree. And I'm really excited because I brought a lot of friends along to just tell about our services and how when we started in 1955 with just eight individuals, how we've been able to balloon over time to serve 1,700 individuals last year. And I'm just so excited to talk about how we've done it and what we can do with the community in order to do a little bit more.
I'm always excited about it and the constant expansion and different ways that Eggleston is always in the community. So it's going to be a fun show. And again, for more information, go to the website, EgglestonServices.org, or always the Facebook pages for any of the individual topics that we talk about on today's show with your friends from Eggleston. So, wow, 1955 was the start of Eggleston here in Hampton Roads. Will you give us a little brief history about yourself as the new CEO of Eggleston and about Eggleston in general for those just joining the show might not be aware of what Eggleston does here in Hampton Roads?
Absolutely, Damian. So while I've only been in Hampton Roads for about 2 years, I spent the majority of my life here in Virginia. I call Virginia my home, and I'm really, really grateful to finally call Hampton Roads the place where I showed up as quick as I could get here. It just took me a little bit of wandering around the Midwest in the frozen tundra for schooling and a little bit of time back in D.C. working at other nonprofits before I eventually found the very best nonprofit that I've seen helping individuals with significant disabilities in the country right here at Eggleston here in Hampton Roads. It truly is the best kept secret in Hampton Roads. And we're wanting to tell the entire community a little bit more about it. And I brought my Vice President of Marketing and Development, Ms. Geraldine Eady, along to tell you a little bit more about that.
Ms. Geraldine, so great to have you here in the Ask the Expert Show studios in WNIS. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and it's good to see you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year here in 2024. And man, I just, it's amazing. Since 1955, Eggleston, I'm just so excited about the growth every single year. And now we're into a new calendar, and I know there's a lot of new things going on with Eggleston, but take us a little trip down memory road a little bit with some memorable moments that you have with Eggleston.
Well, I'm fairly new to Eggleston, but I am not new to Hampton Roads. So I've known about Eggleston pretty much all of my life. And I knew about only a couple of things that Eggleston does in the community, like our auto donations, as well as I knew about the Garden Center. But I didn't know how large the footprint Eggleston had on the community until I actually joined Eggleston. So one of my roles and responsibilities is to be able to communicate to the community all of the great things that Eggleston does in the community. And as Harrison said, Eggleston started with eight individuals, and now we've grown to serving over 1,700 individuals in three key areas, and that includes rehabilitative services. And we have some guests with us here today that's joined us to talk more about one of the areas of rehabilitative services, which is our brain injury services program through our Beacon House, as well as business services. We do shredding. We have the Garden Center. We have a farmer's market. It's so much that goes on at Eggleston, and we hope the community embraces all that we have to offer and reaches out to Eggleston for anything that the community needs. And we also have federal contracts, and that's laundry services, custodial services, food services, and mailroom services under our federal contracts. So Eggleston's pretty big.
Oh, absolutely. So many. And so much more information, again, at the website, my friends. You can find out how you can get involved with, in Eggleston, either through by proxy, by one of the many arms and services that Eggleston does here in Hampton Roads, or find out how you can donate and see how far you can go with helping out your community. Again, EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to, or of course, look for Eggleston on Facebook or all of your social medias as well, and follow Eggleston. And here, moving into 2020, I know that although it's still technically winter, like you mentioned, we have spring coming up with the garden center and so many exciting things. What's exciting about 2024 for you? Just something in the short calendar.
Well, in the short calendar, we're excited to have Harrison as our new CEO. Mm. Paul Atkinson had been our CEO for 35 years, and Harrison has taken the torch and is off to a great start. One of the things that we're going to be having upcoming soon is next Tuesday at the Botanical Gardens, we're going to have Meet the Executives, and we'll be having the community will be able to meet Harrison, also the other executives at Eggleston, which includes our new COO. Her name is Tasha Jones, but she's been with Eggleston for over a decade, working her way up as a DSP, a direct support professional, I'll give you that acronym, on up to the chief operating officer as of January 1st. And so the community can come out and meet the executives at Eggleston on Tuesday, February the 6th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. It is open to the public. However, we do ask that the public RSVP so that we have a head count on who's going to be joining us. And the public can go to our website to get that information or our Facebook page for the information. There's an event on set up on the Facebook page.
There you go. Eggleston on Facebook. That's Eggleston and EgglestonServices.org. What is recovery for life?
So I'll tell you a little bit about Recovery for Life, Damien. The last show that we were on with you, we had Dr. Paul Hardy, who's started Recovery for Life about 40 years ago in this community to help individuals with substance use disorder overcome their problems. And Dr. Paul's legacy, when Eggleston first encountered him, he's been in and around the Eggleston orbit for many years, but when we first encountered him, about a year ago, we realized that we needed to preserve his legacy in Virginia Beach specifically and in Hampton Roads more broadly, because what he had done setting up Recovery for Life from the ground up was absolutely amazing. And all of the lives that he saved as a result inspired Paul and myself when we first met with him, and both our board and the Recovery for Life board have started down the path of merging. So we're hopeful that Recovery for Life will take off even more so than it's done before already in Hampton Roads, and just really grow to help save lives from opioid addiction, substance use disorder more broadly, and really help Hampton Roads.
Oh, love that. Love that about Hampton Roads and abroad, because Eggleston reaches so far in our community and we can all get involved with one way or another. Find out more. Again, the website, EgglestonServices.org is the website. Now, I understand that there's some branching out into the Richmond and D.C. area with the Eggleston efforts. Tell me a little about that. A little bit about that.
Yeah. So we have really, really decided to lean heavily into advocacy. We feel that Eggleston is here to amplify the voices of individuals with disabilities. They want to speak for themselves, and they're able to speak for themselves. Even if it's just communicating through a wink or a nod, they're able to communicate for themselves. And we at Eggleston instead want to amplify their voices, not speak on their behalf. So what we've done is we've leaned into advocacy at the General Assembly in Richmond. Our Senior Director of Government Relations, Bart Devon, right now is still just walking the halls, even though we're on a weekend. He's walking the halls and really, really working the General Assembly building. We also are going and leaning into policy on more of a national level, because we believe what we do here in Hampton Roads should be the standard that we set for how you treat individuals with disabilities across the entire nation, because we know we do it right here and we want everybody across the nation to know where the benchmark is.
That's pretty awesome and pretty special to have right here in Hampton Roads, being the home of Eggleston, and reaching out hopefully here in the near future across the country with amazing efforts that Eggleston does. So many things, my friends. Go online to find out more about Eggleston and how you can get involved throughout the year, because it's not just during the donation times of the year. All year long, you can participate with your community through Eggleston. EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to. And stay tuned for more here on this Ask the Expert show. We're here with your friends Eggleston all the way through the rest of this hour. So join us right here on News Talk 790 WNIS.